Blog Talk Radio.
Michael Long.
Our guest this hour is from live from Lilydale, psychic medium Gregory Keene, Reverend Gregory Keene. And if he would like to speak to Greg, call on in 347-884-8245. It's very much an honor to have Greg here, one of the senior staff members, psychics, mediums there at Lilydale. Greg's been part of this show on and off pretty much the whole 9 years I've been on this show, and I've thoroughly enjoyed Greg, and people have gotten so much help from Greg. I just sit back and listen and just enjoy it. So, and for a treat tonight, the number again, 347-884-8245. Press the 1 on your phone, please. And I just want to talk for a minute about our very special mission. Last guest was asking me what drives me in this homeless mission of mine. And it's very simple. What drives me is the love I have for my brothers and sisters. Just like Melvin called in last show, he's my brother. He's not, you know, we're not brothers as far as blood, but still just brother. And it's helping anybody in need. And, I can't just walk by someone or know someone is needing help and not reach out and help. And now that we have a collective body of spiritual people, everybody here says they're spiritual, okay? The definition of spirituality is love for our neighbor. And I don't think there's probably one person tonight that can't donate something. Now, unless if you donate, you're going to be homeless tomorrow, then please don't. But this is about, you know, getting closer to that light. That's what journey into the light is. Journeying into as close as we can get to that light before our passing, when we actually do cross into that light. Talk about the saints and how, what great lives they lived. And Mother Teresa, my gosh, fed so many. Lived with the poor and the sick. And I guess that's my mantle when I go out, and I will tomorrow, and I can't wait to go out and visit the people that don't have a home, that just have a shopping cart or a tent, or many of them are vets. Can you believe that? Vets who serve this country are on the street, nobody helping them. They have no limbs. And maybe you don't want to hear this, but it's truth. One guy asked me in the grocery store, he said, would you help a vet? I said, well, of course I would. I said, what do you need, brother? I needed gas money to get home. Served 2 tours for this country in Afghanistan. Lost sight in one eye. So that's what our mission is. Love in action. Spirituality in action. And I've said on this show for all 9 years that we as a body of collective spiritual people have got to do more than just say prayers and blessings and off you go. And I didn't know that I was actually speaking the words, God's words in the Bible, until recently when I read from the Bible where it says that, you know, you got to do more than say, we'll pray for you and off you go. That you got to actually go and actually help that person, because it's called works. Faith without works is dead, as the Bible says. You need the works also. So that's why we're instructed to help and give to our brothers and sisters. And that's why I take this mantle and I talk about this every night show. It's the hardest thing of this whole mission is getting people to donate. It's not going around and helping. That's the fun part. I love that part. But to actually get people to get off their chairs and just click on the GoFundMe link and enter their digits is the hardest thing. So what we're going to do tonight is we're going to take our first callers from those who donated, give them our big thanks. And lastly, let me say, when you donate, think about this. We try to give each person $20, because $20 will give them a room for the night. If we give them 30, 35, they'll have a meal, can go to bed without being hungry. So think about that when you donate. And the link is on the show page right in front of you, the GoFundMe link. All you got to do is click on it, enter the digits, and you'll feel great. So thank you. And now it's really up to all of us. Will you help? That's the whole answer that's left. Will you help? And the answer is yes or no. It's that simple. Okay, let me go to the phone lines here, and let's bring in our good friend from Lilydale, Greg King, to the show. Welcome back, Greg.
Hey, good evening. How you doing?
Doing good. How about yourself, Greg?
Doing well. Doing well.
Well, great.
Everything's been wonderful here, and we're having our rainy weather for now, and we had some news broadcasts that we possibly could have a little bit of snowflakes here for the weekend. But other than that, that's it. It's nice.
Well, awesome. You're there in Lilydale already, getting ready for the season, huh?
Getting ready for the season. We'll be up and running here, I believe it's the 30th of June, and we'll be going through Labor Day, and it's going to be a wonderful season. It'll be very busy. We got a lot of programs here in the Dale. And it's going to be very interesting, all the teaching and all the classes and things that we have going with different instructors. So it's going to be a fascinating summer.
Well, great. What do you know what year this is for you to be up there? What season?
Oh, my God. well over 40 years.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I was going to say you're like the senior member up there, but you're like one of the senior members. So.
Yeah, I have a couple people here. Elaine Thomas is one of the members here. It's been here a little longer than I have. We've been friends since she was very young teenagers. We ran around the grounds together when we were kids.
Yeah, I know she is. Yeah, that's wonderful. So yeah, it's a great place. You know, you hear today of you know, all this negative from the Congress and taking away people's health care, and I sure hope it don't come to that. But I sure hope a reckoning comes. You know, to help the people, not the rich and the. I hope there's a change coming. What do you think, Greg?
Well, I think there's a change coming, but I think we're going to see some of the worst in the sense of what they want to do, and I really feel that they're going to pull it out and people will pull together and make things more positive. I think it's very sad that the elected officials in this country have more to do with what they want for themselves instead of having more to do what their actual position in life is supposed to be and what they're actually there for. I think that's very sad. And I think we got a handful of people that really, in a sincere manner, want to make things better. And I do feel sending out the thought and prayer and bringing that thought and prayer to everyone's life, that we bring it to a better level, I think that's the most positive thing we can do.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's great. It's really great to get people involved, you know, and that's what you're seeing. You're seeing the grassroots come out, and you're seeing people fight for things, and
yeah.
You know, and I think that's what we need to continue to do. Let the people, congressmen and all them, know you're out there, and go to the town halls and make noise, and so, yeah.
Well, I think we're in a position right now where there's a lot of things coming up, not only in what you can term a political manner, but if you look at the world around us and what's happening in the world, and I'm talking weather changes, a lot of people politically don't believe that the earth changes are occurring, and I not only look at that as believing they're occurring, but I recognize them occurring. I've seen them firsthand in many ways, so it's something there that I think it's sad that people that do have power to change things and make things better or add to things that are already being worked on to be better, and they're, you know, taking the funding away because they don't want to believe that that's actually happening. I think that's very sad because I think we're going to have to later on then play catch-up and try to then more quickly readjust to get everything back in order again. But if that's what we as souls need to experience here and learn, that's what we have to learn.
Yeah. Well, you ready to take some calls, Greg?
Absolutely.
Alrighty. Again, the number to call on in, 347-884-8245. Press the 1 on your phone, and we'll go to the folks who made a donation here first. Our thank you for helping out. Again, the link is on the show page, the GoFundMe link. And let's go, first caller up, let's go to Idaho and bring in our good friend Alyssa to the show.
Hey, how are you guys doing today?
Good. How are you doing, Alyssa?
I'm good. Thank you for talking.
Good. What's your question?
Well, first, if it's okay, I did want to say that, with Michael's permission, if you guys could take the link for the GoFundMe page and it's not just kind of the group that we access here on the show, but other people that we can get to help. I think that would be really great to put
that's
out
a great point.
More to other people.
Share the link, right. Great point. Thank you.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
My question is, last time we talked, you were talking about a guy that I was going to meet that was going to be long-term, because we'd initially been talking about Jed. I'm curious if you feel like that's the guy that I'll marry.
Now, you're going to have to state the last part of that again because you broke up just as you said it.
Oh, sorry. I was curious if that guy you were talking about that I meet is the guy that I end up marrying.
I really feel committed energy here. I wouldn't say at this point that it's not a marriage. I think that comes after having a marriage, meaning you have a marriage, it's there, it's functioning and working really well and everything's running smoothly, and then you have a marriage. And that's what I feel you're looking at. Is that you really want to know what's working and you really want to know what's really right. And I feel you're developing that in yourself now because there was a time in the past you jumped in a little quickly and then turned around later and went, oh, boy, was that a not such a good move. And I feel like you're more cautious now than what you were before.
By far.
And also, you've been going through a transition recently that you really have sat back and looked at people more. And I feel like you're looking more deeply, spiritually and emotionally, looking more deeply as to where are they really coming from and what are they really doing. And I feel it's really wonderful that you are doing that and that's making such a difference in your life.
Well, I am definitely going through the transition part that you're talking about. I was in a car accident a little over a year ago, and I'm trying to figure out kind of where my life is going. I feel almost in a stuck area that I'm trying to figure out what I'm going to do.
Well, I'll put it this way. I feel good with you that you've had time to sit back and regroup, and the regrouping is a very positive thing for you, and you're developing more balance in this, and it's allowed you to have time off to sit back and really think about things that at times in the past you would have never taken time for. And now I see you taking time for it, and you're really taking the time to really regroup. And it's going to work well for you.
I'm glad. Do you see the health issues that I have from this being resolved, though?
Yes, I see health issues being resolved, and I'm seeing you rebalancing yourself because would you recognize your physical body energy has been very, very low, and you recently have felt like it's beginning to rebuild a bit from what it was in the past?
Not quite, but I'm sure that that's coming. It's just between the car accident, and then I found out that a couple of days ago, I found out that I'm insulin resistant, not diabetic yet, but just, like I said, trying to find my way forward. I feel very stuck and kind of looking at all of my options at this point.
Well, I really feel good with you getting straightened around, and I don't feel that it has to be. And now, I'm not a doctor and I can't prescribe, but I don't feel you're going to have to be diabetic. I feel like you can get that straightened out. I just see you getting really, really, really serious about what am I doing with eating and the idea of nutrients and bringing the body back to balance. And I feel you can bring it back to balance. I also feel part of what's happening with the idea of sugar is the circumstance of your body being so jolted and so shook over what's occurred, and now I feel an energy around you of getting that rebuilt. So I don't feel negative with you. I just see it as right now, it's a critical time for you to be very, very focused about rebuilding your energy. And once you get started more on that, and you're going to find another aspect of this that's going to work really well, and I see you being then a lot calmer.
I'm excited because one thing I've had to be looking at recently is spinal surgery. So, yeah, it's definitely kind of a rebuilding area,
yeah,
trying to get all that figured out.
Well, I feel there's spinal surgery there, and I feel like you're going to come out good. And I filled an energy with that. Would you understand they talked about one area that they talked about actually fusing one part?
Not so much on the fusing. They kind of want to go in and trim my discs because I got 3 herniated discs in my car accident.
Yeah. Well, when they're showing me the disc thing, there's an area there with one of them that would be the part that would be affecting a nerve. And I feel once that is in order, you're not going to have a problem with it then, and I can see you functioning normally.
Awesome. Well, thank you, because that's kind of been one of the biggest concerns over my last year.
Oh, that's a little scary to even think about.
Yeah, especially when it comes from a car accident, when you're just kind of going on in your life, and then all of a sudden, literally within a couple of seconds, your whole life changes. But it could have definitely been worse, so, you know, I've got to stay happy and positive about it.
Well, I'm going to say it this way to you. You worked your guardian angels overtime, and they pulled you through, and it's amazing that that's all the damage you really had, because the way it all happened, you could have been over there looking back. I could have been giving someone else in your family a message.
Well, I'm glad that's not the case, because that would have been really devastating to my family.
I know. And I feel your family loves you very much, and I feel it shocked them completely what occurred, because they just was almost in disbelief that that happened.
Yeah, definitely we didn't see it coming, but that's why they call it an accident, I guess.
Yep, but I see you pulling it together. I also feel with you, would you understand you had one doctor that changed now? You have another doctor that's actually going to work on the surgery part?
Yeah, I actually just started seeing somebody that is looking through my x-rays and my MRIs and everything like that.
Because I see the new doctor being really good, and I feel like it's going to work out wonderfully, and I don't feel any problem at all with this. This is going to work out fine.
Thank you, because that's affected what I will choose career-wise.
Now, you had a small amount of numbness concerning your left leg.
It transfers between right and left.
Because I keep getting this pinch feeling, and I feel like my leg feels numb and feels sort of tingly. And then I feel at times it'll change, but I feel like that's been happening to you.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I think it's going to be wonderful to get everything back in order, and you're going to be fine.
Mm-hmm.
And I can see your energy coming back, too, because you really have been frustrated with the idea that you don't have the energy.
Extremely so.
Yes. I know it's going to rebalance, and I know you're going to bring it around to a better level, and I don't feel any concern over that. I just see it working good.
Well, thank you. That means a lot to me, because, you know, take a huge
Any
toll,
question?
So. No, that's everything. Thank you so much. I greatly appreciate that.
Hey, God bless, dear. You take care. We'll keep
you
in your prayers.
Well. Thank you so much. You as well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thanks for your call, Alyssa.
Thank you.
Take care. All right.
You too.
We're here with Gregory Keene from Lilydale. And, Greg, how do folks reach you for private sessions?
If they'd like to reach me for a private session, if they would like to go to my website, that'd be www.RevGregoryKeene.com. That'd be RevGregoryKeene.com. And to reach me on the phone, that would be 716-595, and that would be 3529, 716-595-3529. And my secretary will take care of it, and regular business hours in the Eastern time, and she'd take care of putting an appointment together for you.
Okay, great. We have the links here for Greg right on the show page. And again, if you would like to donate to the homeless mission, the GoFundMe link is on the show page. Going next to Texas, and let's bring in our friend Sherry. Sherry, thank you for donating. You're on with Greg.
Ah, sorry about that. Hey, Greg. Thanks, Michael.
Hey, how are you?
I'm wonderful. Thank you for asking.
Good. So what's your question?
I am headed out west to do a scouting trip to take a look at relocation the 15th out to California, and I was wondering what you were seeing around that, if you see pieces falling in place. And
actually, what I feel there is you have already put forth the thought, prayer, and energy to bring about balance, and I feel you've already done that in your thought and your mind. You've already set the intent, and I see it building for you. Also, would you recognize there's a part of you that has thought about the faults and what could happen with earthquakes, and that sometimes you really get a little concerned about that out there?
Well, yes, and I came from a family and an ex-church situation where they specifically to this day will tell you California is going to fall off.
Mm-hmm.
So I always just put that out of my mind.
Well, I'm going to say it this
it
way.
Pops up.
I really feel an energy there that that seed was very deeply embedded in you for a while and repeated, and they kept shoving it back in the ground to make it grow. And I feel with you, you're a pretty brave person in a sense that you've been able to hold your own belief in your own direction. And I feel like you're going to continue to hold your own belief in your own direction. And I feel very positive there about that. I just see it as a matter of timing to bring about the balance that you really want to have now. And I feel the idea of being in California, I see it finding a beautiful property, and I feel an area of you being out, not in a really heavy-duty city energy, but having a little space around you. Would you recognize
yeah.
that thought?
That is
because
exactly what I'm thinking I need because of me being
yes.
so sensitive that
mm-hmm.
I need a little bit of money and a room with a view.
Well, I really feel an energy here of finding a place you're really going to like, you're going to fall in love with, and I feel like it's actually cheaper than what you thought it would be. It's going to be a circumstance that in a financial way will be a big benefit. And it's just a matter of timing here because I want to say when you go, take time to have a good look and ramble. I do not see this as just a real estate person taking you around. I see you doing some of that. But I get the feeling here of rambling a bit, and I feel like I'm outside of what would be a city setting. I'm outside of what would be a real high-speed, fast-moving. I feel really more laid back, but I see it as close to things enough that you could get to everything that you'd want or need, and it wouldn't be any issue at all. That'd be fine. So that's coming along. So I want to say have a good look because I think that's going to be an avenue for you. And I'm also seeing a place big enough that I don't have to worry about laws and rules and assessments and all kinds of stuff. Because I just see that freedom for you to do things you want to.
Oh, my gosh. So work and creative endeavors as well as... It's weird. One of the things I was praying for was space to put my cardio equipment because my gosh, you're going to California. You probably want to take your cardio equipment.
Mm-hmm. Well, I see you having plenty of room because what I see you having is a home environment that's not just a little condo or an apartment type setting. I feel room around you, room indoors, but yet room outdoors too.
Okay.
So that's going to be super. And the other energy would be you've been thinking about making a trip out there and thinking about someone else either meeting you out there or coming with you out there?
Yes. Someone's going with me.
Because I kept seeing you having a partner there.
Okay. Romantic or just a friend?
I didn't sense it as necessarily romantic at this time, but I definitely felt the energy of it, and I felt like you'd be enjoying it. It'd be a wonderful time for you. And I feel having fun with this person, and I feel looking things over, and I feel their ideas and your ideas are going to match up considerably with how you'd like your life to be.
Nice. Very nice. Do you have a time frame on how I pull this off? I'm taking 2 scouting trips out, and one this month and one in August.
I feel the energy this time. I'm really getting the lay of the land. Next time, I see being very picky about which direction you want to go and what you want to have.
Okay.
And I feel very comfortable with that. That's going to work very well.
Before April of next year?
Yes.
Okay.
Would you recognize that you have something you still have to get rid of back where you are?
Yeah, my house.
Because I still feel something holding you a little bit, and I don't see it as holding you too much. I mean, it's not going to be a blockage to you. It's just holding you for the moment. And I feel like you're going to be moving on beyond that, and that'll be a freedom for you. The first time you're out there is looking all over. The second time you're out there, you're finding what you really want to do. And in the midst of that, I see you having your place lined up at home where we can get rid of that more easily and have the freedom to go do what you want to.
That and also the work, too, because it's going to be a situation where I need to start over out there.
Yeah.
And everything I'm doing here is commission-based.
Yeah. I'll say it this way. I don't feel an energy with you of it being something that you're not going to be able to do rather easily and rather quickly. I just see it taking time to organize where you want to be there. Because would you understand some of what you're doing, that can be done in a way that can be done at home and you don't have to really go anywhere to do it?
Exactly. In fact, all three of my endeavors can be partially home-based.
Well,
and I'm hoping
to
just
I definitely felt the home base. I definitely felt a work area big enough that you can organize everything in it. But would you recognize having not only three businesses, but the idea of setting it up where one of them is a computer system that you can do ordering and everything through the computer and you would not have to really mess with that too much?
That would be wonderful.
Because I see somehow a program that would have you covered on the idea of a lot of what was going on there or needing to go on there, I feel like it would be covered by the computer.
Okay.
I mean, there's certainly things you'll be doing.
Able to take calls. Okay.
Yeah. I see you knowing what you're doing with it. I see you putting it all together. And once it's functioning, you're in good shape. And I felt an energy with you. Now, this may sound a little odd, but I want to say I see a business dealing or a business transaction. And then I see you doing a callback and saying, you know, I'd like to do a little survey, and, you know, how did you like that, and did it work well for you, and did you get everything in hand? I'm just checking to make sure it's all in order. And you're adding a personal touch that would really be something people would respect and like, and I feel that would make such a difference for people that it's like, well, wait a minute, I didn't just talk to a machine. This person's really keeping track of things.
Nice. So follow up any service with...
Yeah.
Okay, I can do that.
And I see that working very well for you. I think that'll be quite nice, actually.
Very good. Very good. Well, that's wonderful. Well, I'm going to get out there, and I'm going to probably call you over the summer and book an appointment.
All righty.
And kind of see, once
Alrighty.
I get the energy, actually step on that soil... Then I know the energy would change. I just have a feeling just me going there is going to make all the difference. So.
Well, I feel with you, when you walk on the land there, there's not going to be a question about where you're at and what you're wanting and what will work, because I see it all lining up for you, and it's not going to be any issue for you at all.
Awesome. You're the best, Greg. Thank you for taking my call.
Hey, God bless, hon. Take care.
Okay. Thank you, Michael, as well.
Sherry, are you still there?
I am.
Sure. Isn't it good to have Greg back?
I miss him, and it's probably been like 6 years that I talked to him.
Oh,
well,
I know he's been on here before that, but yeah, it's good to have you back, Greg. So anyway, I knew Sherry was one of the longer callers that called in all the years that we've had worked together and known each other. Let's go next, Greg, to Florida, and we'll bring Courtney into the show.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Hey, Courtney, how you doing?
I'm doing very well. How are you?
I'm doing great. What's your question?
My question is, what do you see for the next couple months with me? Like, do you see me relocating or a new job or just anything in general?
I really see a brand new job energy coming up as an opportunity. I felt really happy about it. I also feel an energy here, too. Now, in the midst of the new job opportunity, I don't know if they mean training by going to school or training due to the job and learning mm-hmm. something else. But I feel there's some sort of training involved, and I felt really comfortable. Once you make your mind up on that, it's going to work out very well for you.
Okay. Okay.
And there's also a transition that you've been thinking about that you've considered actually not living where you're living.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I see this opportunity to change things and not be living where you're living, and I see that opening up to you very shortly. But I see you having the money and security to go
mm-hmm.
somewhere else, and be actually quite comfortable with it.
Okay. Do you think it's in Florida or a different state?
I still see Florida at the moment because I see the door opening with work, money, security. And I would
mm-hmm.
say at a later time, not immediately, but a later time, there's going to be some thoughts there about having the opportunity to go back north again. And I feel like there's a city north that you've already thought about going back to, but then you hold back from it.
Correct. Yep, exactly.
And I feel making the money you want to make in the near future, then looking at the idea of do I want to go back there now or do I want to hang in here? Because
mm-hmm.
I don't feel you have the finances the way you want them yet.
Correct.
And that's what I see you doing is getting a job and money lined up, making the money, having the security, build it up a little more, and then when you make a move, I'm making a move from confidence and as well as having a bank account, and I can pull out what I need for what I need and not have to worry about it, because right now you don't have the bank account to the degree that you know you want it.
Right. Okay.
And that's going to shift. That's going to work for you. But I just see you putting a little more time in and getting more money in hand.
Okay. All right. Well,
and
that's
you, you've been having a little difficulty over a vehicle recently, something about looking at another vehicle?
Well, I actually just got a different vehicle.
Okay, because they kept showing me dangling in a new ignition key, and they were showing me the new ignition key, so I feel like this would be the new vehicle.
Right, yeah. Well, yeah, this is pretty recent that
mm-hmm.
I just got this new car.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah.
I feel it's going to work well for you. I felt really happy about the energy there. I think it's going to be nice.
Great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right. You have a great night.
You too, dear. Take care. Bye-bye.
Okay. Thanks for your call there. We appreciate you. And let's go to our next caller here, Greg. We're going to take a first-time caller here to Journey in the Light from Nevada. Let's bring in Kim to the show.
Ah, hello.
Hi, Kim. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Doing well. What's your question?
This is a nice surprise. Well, I had a million of them, but I think the one I'll just go with is, can you give me some insight what direction my life is going in the near future, the future? Do you see anything?
Well, one of the first things I'm seeing around you, you're evaluating a lot of stuff in your life at the moment. But I also feel with you, you've pulled back from some people, and you've realized that the environment you were in with some of the people you knew, you no longer want to be there, and you no longer want to have that same involvement that you had before. That make sense?
It does make sense.
And I felt also, would you understand me saying you have pulled back a bit, and it's like, where is my love and energy and emotions? It's like, where am I putting everything? And I see that coming about very shortly as to where you want your life to be, but it's also something that you pulled back from a couple people that I want to say they're a little lazy about things, and they're also motivated in a way to be selfish. And you've realized now that you've given all this energy to them, and you're really annoyed at yourself that it's like, why did I allow myself to do so much, give so much, care so much, but yet I really wasn't getting the return energy.
Exactly. Yeah. That's, yep.
That makes sense.
Yes. It makes perfect sense. Yes.
And
yes.
I feel there's someone just recently, in fact, either yesterday or today, called you to try to reenact again a connection that you have pulled back from.
Yes, that's very, very true. That's crazy, but yes. And out of the blue, out of the past, basically 40 years later, I've been married for 35. It's just not a place I want to go. So, yes.
Yes, because I feel this energy there that it was intriguing at times as to how and why would all those things be popping up again. And I feel the energy there that, you know, that you looked at that person and you felt that misery likes company. They're miserable. They've been miserable. But they like company. And I feel like you've reached a point in yourself now where I'm not going to put up with these people in so negative energy anymore. It's like I'm just not going to put up with it.
That's very true. Exactly.
And would you recognize recently someone tried to befriend you on Facebook that you just absolutely would not want to be involved around?
Not that I'm aware of or can think of, no.
Well, don't be surprised if someone that made contact or tried to make contact, they didn't get through to you, they weren't able to communicate the way they wanted to, and I could see them on Facebook attempting to reach you in that form, and I want to say, just ignore it and go on. You'll be fine. There was just recently in your family, how old is your mother?
My mom has passed. She would be 80 if she were down here with us.
Well, let me describe this to you. Would you understand her having the ability when she was in the living that she used to have gut feelings about things and she'd follow through with what she felt and she was really right on with it?
Yes, yes. I would say yes. With my mom, I always felt like I was more the mom with her.
I feel an energy with you that I see her with you and certainly loves and watches over you. But she's expressing the fact that how intuitive you are and how much you pick up on, that I see her very proud of you that you've allowed yourself to have that ability. Because there were times in the past you would sort of go yes and no, and I want to know, but I don't want to know, and I'm a little afraid of knowing. And now I feel like you're following it and going with it and not debating it at all like you used to.
Absolutely.
Well,
yeah.
I think it's fantastic, and it's going to work very well for you.
Thank you.
Also, there's a gentleman on the spirit side of life with you. When he passed away, I feel he died of a heart attack.
No, the men in my life who passed on, my father and grandfather, both cancer.
Let me describe this. This one gentleman said to me before he left, he said the heart in the end gave out because there was fluid levels built up around the lungs and in the lungs and around the heart. And I don't know what they call it, but what's that swelling around the heart that occurs that puts so much pressure on the heart that it just gives out? Does that have any connection to either one of them?
Not a male. A female, yes. My sister-in-law, that sounds like exactly what happened to her.
Okay. Well, I kept getting this pain in my chest, and I felt the pain around the heart, and the heart was being pressured so much that it finally reached a point of quitting. And I feel the energy there of that person with you, and I feel love from them that they're there, because they're standing there with the other gentleman in spirit, and they're standing there to help you.
Oh, okay.
And would you recognize when she passed, she had commented the idea that she basically knew she was leaving?
Yes.
Because that's what she
did.
Said to me is she knew she was leaving. There was no question.
Okay.
Well, I feel she loves you and she watches over things for you and she wants you to be happy because she's telling me you went through a very depressing period there for a bit and I feel like you've come out of it more now.
Mm-hmm. That's true. I lost a lot of people back to back to back to back. Absolutely.
Back to back, dear? There was five of them.
Yes, you're right. There were.
Because I see five people standing here in spirit, and they want you to know they're with you, and it was five of them. And they came in all together.
That's fabulous.
Well, you got quite a crew over there keeping an eye on you, honey.
Oh, how blessed am I?
You're
feel
very
them.
Blessed
I feel
because
them all the time.
I see them around you helping you, and you're going to have more help than you ever knew. And I feel you're becoming more aware and more sensitive to Spirit's presence and what they're doing to help you, and it's going to come through even stronger.
That's great. That's fabulous news. Thank you.
Good. God bless you, dear.
You
take care of yourself.
As well, you do too. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, hon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, thanks for your call there, Kim. And Greg, how again do folks contact you for private sessions?
If they'd like to reach me for a private session, my website would be www.revgregorykeen.com. And that would be www.revgregorykeen.com. That'd be for the website. And the phone number would be 716-595-3529, 716-595-3529. And they can reach me anytime. I have a secretary on the Eastern time zone, and she'd take care of it for you.
Okay, and we do have Greg's links here on the show page as well. And Greg is our guest here every Thursday night here at 9 o'clock Eastern time. So tell your friends and write it down. And again, don't forget about the homeless link that's here. If you're live or in the archives, please donate and share the link. Share the link. Even if you can't donate, share the link on your social media sites. It's a great thing to do. Now let's bring in Greg, one of our good friends here. From Georgia, you remember Melvin, right, Greg?
Yes, I remember Melvin. Hey, Melvin,
Melvin,
how you doing?
Hey, Greg. Thank you, Michael, for letting me in. I just want to see what you see in my finances and just some good things turning around in my life.
Well, I see you getting some good things turned around in your life, and I see a young man in spirit around you. And he comes in to support you and help you. And he said to me, he said he's always working with you with healing. Now, would you recognize you had a period of time here not too long ago that your health had really acted up for a bit, and recently it's feeling like it's calming down now?
Oh, yeah. I had a little mini stroke.
Because they're showing me you're getting better with that, and that's now a healing energy, and it's actually quite positive.
Great, yes.
And would you recognize there's a gentleman that was very argumentative and very negative in his attitudes, and that just recently you heard about him passing away, that you were sort of shocked at the idea that he died?
I haven't crossed that yet, I don't believe.
Well, don't be surprised here you hear about that, because I keep seeing this gentleman passing over, and I want to say he was quite unhappy in his emotions and his attitude, and I just see him very close to you, that he's watching over things now. And I feel an energy with you. You're opening up more to what you sense and feel, and it's been hard for you because for a while you were thinking, what in the world is next? What else is going to happen? And how am I going to handle things? Because would you understand now the residency that you're living in has now gotten leveled out where you're not as worried about that as you were for a while?
Yes, exactly.
Because I see that being a lot calmer, and I don't feel the worry and the upset that for a while you did have, but I feel now you don't have that same upset going. I think that's working really good.
Yeah, is this gentleman that was so angry and upset, only someone I know, my son, was angry. My other son was angry and upset with
mm-hmm.
me, and because mm-hmm. he was hospitalized and he had a tumor, blood clot on his lungs, and had pneumonia. But he's out of the hospital, back to work. Are you talking about him?
No, I was talking about someone else, and I feel they're around you to help you. And I feel like you're going to be more aware of them coming into your life because I see them being more at peace. I feel more calm, more peaceful. But that's going to be a good energy for you, and I see you being a whole lot happier.
Okay. All right. And could you tell me, I filed my taxes. Could you tell me when I will receive them? Because I had to send some school paperwork back. They took my federal taxes because of my student loans. Do you see me receiving them?
I feel at a later time you're going to receive that, but I feel like there's another letter or communication you're going to have about it. And once you get that through, then I see you getting the money back that you need.
Okay.
All right?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Hey, God bless you. Good luck with everything.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Michael. God bless you all.
All right. Take care, Melvin. God bless you. Love you, Melvin.
All right. Love you, bro.
All right.
Thank
you. All right. Thank you. All righty. Let's wrap it up here with the final call here. I believe we got Lisa in Arizona.
Oh, wow. Hello.
Hi. How you doing?
Oh, so happy. Happy to talk to you. Thank you. Thank you, Michael.
Yeah.
Thank you, Reverend Greg. Should I ask my question?
Go ahead. Yeah. What's your question?
I have an almost 2-year-old grandson. And I spent some time with him last couple of days. And I just wondered how you felt things were going for him at his house.
I feel there's some stress there, but I feel like he is a happy kid. And would you recognize with him, he overlooks a lot, and he's realized now not to let things bother him the way they one time would have.
No, he's not even 2 yet.
Well,
but it's good
would
to
you
hear
understand he tunes it out? Because I see him aware of what's going on, but he tunes a lot of things out. He's just not going to listen to it.
Oh, cool. That's so cool. I'm glad to hear that you're picking up happy energy from him. I'm so glad.
Yeah.
I told his mother that we would come and get him anytime she needed us to, you know, for time out, for herself.
Uh-huh.
Do you think she'll take us up on it?
I feel she will, but would you understand, she's almost afraid of opening the door at times to things because I see her having a little fear of what would be going on and how things would happen, and I see her having some fear that's unnecessary, but I still see some fear there.
Yeah. Well, she's got a new guy in her life, and she's getting ready to have a new baby by him. Do you ever see her, and this could be part of the fear that she has, I don't know. Do you ever see her wanting for us to raise the 2-year-old?
I actually feel in a later time that opportunity would come up. And when it comes up, I feel like you'd have an open door to it. And I could see it being an energy that you would enjoy.
Oh, God, yes. I would just, oh, man, yeah. Her
so
fear.
So I don't feel right away.
Come-
But I would say later on there's a door opening for that. I feel she's going to want to go other directions and do other things, and having the child there can be a bit of a burden at times. And I feel an energy with her. Would you understand there had been some unstableness mentally and emotionally for a while?
That's what I'm worried about. I'm very worried about my grandson.
Because that's what I was seeing was an unstableness, and I feel the unstableness is frustrating for you because you're looking at it and realizing that it isn't really good. And it's like, what do I do? But I don't want to push anything because if I push something, then she could really work in reverse.
Yeah. Is that the fear that she has inside herself about that?
Yeah.
Is she going to try? I don't know what, you know, is she, you know, we are a resource for her. Will she, I mean, for her to try harder, what I mean by that question is, you know, to take care of herself so she doesn't stress out on the kid.
Well, I feel she's going to balance out better, but the feeling I had there is you're going to have more opportunities to share with the child and that she's going to feel comfortable because there's going to be things in her life she wants to go do. and it would be something that you would then be able to watch a child and share with a child. And I feel the child absolutely loves you, and I feel the bond there with the child, and I feel like you guys do very well together.
Yes, we do. We have a lot of fun together. We enjoy each other tremendously. We just be.
Yeah. And I felt wonderful with the energy around that. That's great. No problem at all.
Okay,
and you've been
good.
Having some thoughts recently where you're living now, the actual home you're in. You've been having some thoughts recently where you'd like to go ahead and tear some things out and remodel.
Yeah, different thoughts about the place, yeah.
Because I kept seeing decisions about remodeling and tear some things out and regroup on what you want, and I feel that'll work out better for you and you're going to enjoy it.
Oh, I see. So you don't see me relocating because the child is very – okay, he's a long distance away, and it's very arduous to get to him. It's worth it. It's worth every mile, but it's – you know, if I were living next door, it would be different.
See, I feel an energy there that having the distance at this moment is actually good, because if you were to move and be in that area, I feel she'd find herself panicking over things.
Yeah. You know, deep in my gut, I kind of wondered about the same thing. I didn't articulate it deep in my gut, but I was kind of wondering about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she'd panic over things, and I want to say having the communication, organizing the thoughts of visiting, that'd be fine. I even see an opportunity here for you to have the child with you for a while as sort of a vacation for the child as well as a vacation for her.
Oh, good. Probably when the new baby comes.
I could see that around you, yeah.
Oh, good. Oh, good. Oh, my goodness. Well, you're putting my mind to ease. I am making a lot of prayer, you know, that things are good there.
Well,
you see remodeling.
Yeah, I see you doing some cosmetics with the place. See, I don't see you staying there forever, but the feeling I have for now, fix it up, do a few things you like, have it nice, because then when you turn around later and decide you want to sell, it's gone.
Yeah.
Because right now, if you were to say, okay, I'm putting it up for sale, there's some stuff you know you need to do to make it really clean and right.
Yeah. Yeah.
So let's make it clean and right, enjoy it, live there for a bit, and at a later time, the door is going to open, the opportunity will open to you to be able to make a move, and it'll really work and work well, so that's going to be fine.
Oh, good. Great.
I feel really happy about it.
Okay.
I feel the child's going to be fine, but I also feel an energy there that you moving there now, they at one point are going to pick up and move also, and when they pick up and move, you're just going to be stuck. So just let it ride for now and let them get settled where they want to be.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, good luck with that there.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Michael.
Wonderful spring.
Yes, indeed.
All right. Take care, Lisa. Nice hearing from you.
You too.
Take care.
Thank you.
God bless. Us.
Thanks for listening. All right. All right. Well, Greg, you have a great weekend upcoming.
Thank you. You too. Take care and God bless everybody. And we'll see you next week.
Okay. See you then, Greg. Bye-bye.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
All right. That's Greg King to the show. Again, you can check out Greg all at his at the websites there listed here on the show page. Contact Greg. Greg does private sessions all the time. Highly recommend that. That's going to wrap up as far as me being live for the week here. But coming up next is a brand new show from Angelville. So everybody redial, reconnect. And thanks, Bonnie, for all what you do for me all week long. I appreciate you. And thanks to all the listeners listening and those who have donated. Much love to all of you. And have a fabulous weekend. We'll see you Sunday evening. Take care. Have a good weekend.